Rosalind Holly, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pretty busy time at the library, as it is all over Knoxville. So tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. is the annual Library Outdoor Day, and of course it's always a fun time. Holly, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for us tomorrow.
It is. It's always a fun time that we have out here. It is on Friday from 1 to 3. We have the Morning Kiwanis will be bringing their barrel train and their Ferris wheel, so that will be some of the rides that will be offered out. And then we also have just a variety of different other activities. We have sidewalk charts. We have a few game activities. We have several art projects going on, face painting. So lots of fun things to do.
As usual, it's a fun way to kind of recap the summer reading program. I'm sure that it's been a lot of fun so far and a lot of great activities.
It is. We've had a great summer reading program. It's flown by really quickly. This year we were digging into reading, and lots of children have been doing lots of reading, which is a good thing. So it is. We just want to end the summer reading program with the big old bang, and so we're inviting all of them out to join us for this little get-together from 1 to 3. Also at that time, the kids would be able to pick up their prize bags that they've earned for their summer reading as well.
So a good reward for the kids as the year ends. Something else that actually happened today, Rosalind, as this is airing right now, the Knoxville Library is in possession of the original Iowa State flag. Tell me, how did that come to be?
Well, we're very, very honored to have the Dixie Gephardt flag come to us, and the registrar from the State Historical Museum out of Des Moines will be here at delivering the flag to us, and it'll be available for public viewing. We have it on loan from this day until September 6th.
So it'll be on display here, and it's going to be a fun thing for RegBri riders to see, I imagine, as they come through Knoxville. I know you have a lot of activities planned here, but that's one of the reasons you guys probably got the flag for this time period.
Yes, we're honored that the flag will be here, and of course, Knoxville being the birthplace of the Iowa State flag. And as a lot of people know, we own that house, which is right next to us where Dixie Gephardt lived.
So that'll be a good connection. Other RegBri activities are going on too next week here at the library. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the library will be open extended hours. We'll be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. to accommodate all the visitors. The library, of course, has the free Wi-Fi access and the public computers, the restrooms, the water fountains, and air conditioning, which will be welcome to everybody, I'm sure.
And it's right off the square, too, right off where all the activities is. So I'm sure that you guys are getting ready for an influx of visitors, and that's part of the reason to have the flag.
Yes, the flag will be here for public viewing, and it's an honor.
And I know that there are some other guests coming, too.
Yeah, we're really excited that Matt Frisinger is going to be here, and he is the founder of NICA, which stands for the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. And he's riding into town around 2 o'clock, and at that time, 2 o'clock, we'll be watching a documentary, and it's called Single Track High. And it's a movie about high school kids who do mountain biking and join leagues and travel doing that. And NICA encourages high school kids to be outside and enjoying nature, and their vision is mountain biking develops character, strong bodies, strong minds, and discipline. So he's going to be here, and he'll do a Q&A with the audience. And earlier that day at 11:30, we'll be showing an Oscar-winning movie, and it's called Breaking Away, and it's a movie about cycling. It won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay in 1979. So I don't know how many of us remember that.
I've seen it before, yes. So it's a classic.
It's a classic, it's a classic, yes. And the Dixie Gephardt House will actually be open for people to walk through and tour. And that'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and also from 5 to 8 o'clock. There are other activities going on at the Dixie Gephardt House in between that time. And the Friends of the Library will be having a bake sale. They will be selling cookies and muffins and bars and bananas and bottled water and Gatorade for people who will be needing a little refreshment.
All right, well, that sounds like a full plate of activities, and I just wanted to throw this out there for you guys too. With RAGBRAI and the Outdoor Day and everything this week, I know you still are making your nationals plans, and I imagine that's all on the schedule. It's been a pretty busy time for you guys, as it has been for everyone here in Knoxville.
Yes, but we welcome everybody who wants to stop by the library. We will be here. There'll be lots of activities outside of the building too, because north of us in that green space there will be the local bands playing, and also onto the lawn, which is west of us, in between us and the Gebhardt House.
All right, so just kind of to recap here, we have the Outdoor Day on Friday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and then, of course, a full slate of RAGBRAI schedules on Wednesday next week when RAGBRAI rolls into Knoxville, including a movie at 11:30, Breaking Away, and a documentary from 2 to 4 p.m., also the bake sale. We'll have all those activities up at KNIAKRLS.com for you. Holly, Rosalind, thanks a lot for being here with us today, and thanks for keeping us informed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.